name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the second reading today, St. Paul is writing to the Romans. He tells them to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God with spiritual worship. In the second verse, one of the most popular verses, one of my personal favorites, he says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of the mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect." See, he's urging the Romans to not be part of the culture that they're living in, a culture that hated and persecuted Christians, a culture that would put Christians in a coliseum alongside with lions for sport, for their own entertainment. It was a culture that lived for passions. It was a world that lost all sense of morality. Speaking of the Romans, St. Paul says they are full of wickedness, evil, greed, and malice, full of envy, murder, rivalry, and spite. They are gossips, and they hate God. And now we see why St. Paul is urging them, he's urging his followers to not be conformed to the culture, to the world that they live in. St. Paul does not only warn them to not do the evils in the city, but also exhorts them to be different, to renew their minds. And it got me wondering, what would St. Paul say to us if he was writing a letter to us? What would the first letter of St. Paul to the Chaldeans in Michigan look like? What would he urge us to do? One of the things I love about St. Paul is that he exhorts the people he is writing to. He lifts them up. And that's how I believe he would have started his letter. He would tell our community how proud he is of all of us. I believe St. Paul would exhort our faith. He would be proud of the fact that our church is packed every single Sunday. He would be proud of how parents encourage their kids to have a spiritual life, how families make Jesus the king of their homes. He would also be proud of how hard we work. You know, we came to this country as refugees with nothing in our pockets, and we work very hard to make something out of ourselves. The older generation put hours upon hours in the stores so the younger generation have an opportunity to go to school and get their education. He would be proud of how family-oriented we are. Family comes first in the Chaldean community. You know, most communities dread going over their family's house. We actually get mad when a family member doesn't come over. We get so mad at them that we stop talking to them when they don't show up. It's kind of ironic if you think about it. We love you so much, we miss you so much, but we're going to stop talking to you. But because family matters in our culture. St. Paul would be proud of how generous we are. Chaldeans are always willing to help. When a family member, a friend, or even a stranger needs help, we are there to lend a hand. When the church has a program or a project that it wants to do, you guys step up. And we are forever thankful for your generosity in helping the mission of the church. After encouraging us, St. Paul would tell us some of the things as a community that we need to do better. Something he did with most letters he wrote, especially to the church in Corinthians. The church in Corinth was a hot mess, so I think our letter will not be as bad. I believe that St. Paul will still keep the first few lines that we read today. He will tell us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, because that's the law of love. There is no greater love than this, than a man lay down his life for one's friends. We are to offer our life as a living sacrifice in order to know the will of God. And to know the will of God, we need to have a relationship with God. And to have a relationship with God, we need to be here every single Sunday. I love celebrating this Mass because this Mass is always packed. We're actually changing our Mass times because our parking lot is a mess. It's beautiful how many people come to Mass faithfully every Sunday. But did you know about 85% of our Chaldean people do not attend Mass every Sunday? He would urge us to come to church, to give the Lord at least 1 hour a week, to come before him to say thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you for my life. Thank you for giving up your life for my sake. To come to church on Sunday to worship him because he is worthy of our worship. Another thing St. Paul would urge us is to stop being so prideful. And this is something that we struggle with as a community, always wanting to be the best. We're always trying to outdo each other. And St. Paul in the reading today say we should only outdo each other in showing honor. Instead of bringing others down, we need to lift them up. The culture that we have created, we're always competing against each other. There is no reason that a wedding should cost over $100,000. There is no reason that a ring should cost more than $20,000. There is no reason that flowers that you're going to throw away the next day should cost you $10,000. And if this is what you want to do, that's fine. It's your money. Do with it whatever you want. But don't look down on others that can't afford it. You know how many guys that I know, solid Catholic men, who take their faith seriously and we make great husbands and even better fathers, but cannot get married because, Abuna, I just can't afford it. There's no way I can get married because I can't do X, Y, and Z. I believe St. Paul will warn us about our obsession with money. You see, money is not evil. The Bible does not say that money is evil. It says that the love of money is the root of all evil. I have met some very rich people who love the Lord, and I have met some very rich people who could care less about the Lord. And I have met some very poor people who love the Lord and very poor people who could care less about God. It's not the money. It's the obsession over it. The fact that we are willing to lower our moral standard because of it. I wish everyone in here becomes a millionaire. I really do. But if becoming a millionaire means that you're going to lose your soul, I hope you're all broke. I really do. Because your soul is more important than all the money in the world combined. St. Paul will also urge us to not be vengeful. Like it's okay to turn the cheek sometimes. You know, there are two types of vengeance. The first thing, when we are really just jealous of somebody else. We don't like that somebody other than ourselves is excelling in life. So instead of building them up and use them as an example to better ourselves, we need to tear them down so we can feel good about ourselves. The other type of vengeance is when someone actually does something to hurt us. And I'm not telling you to let people walk all over you. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is that it's okay to forgive. You know, as Chaldeans, we're very passionate people. We don't like injustice. We don't like injustice, especially if it's done to us, our friends, or our family members. But we don't need to be the judge. Let God be the judge. St. Paul writes, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be concerned for what is noble in the sight of all. If possible, on your part, live at peace with all. Beloved, do not look for vengeance, but leave room for the wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Do not be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good." I believe that St. Paul will conclude the letter by urging all of us to have a zeal for the faith. Because there are too many people out there that don't know the love of God. There are too many members of our family out in the world that don't know that they have a Father in heaven who is madly in love with them, who is pursuing them, who wants to bless them. And it is up to us to let them know. We are called to be the light of the world. We are called to make Christ known to the whole world, to be an example in this culture. Be the example in our community. Do not fall into the traps of our community. Dare to be different. And do not conform yourself to this world, but renew your mind in the ways of the Lord. Amen.